This recording, Kazakhstan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had lived working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in 1986 in Simpalatinsk, Kazakhstan, back in the Soviet Union, so I'm like pretty much born in a country that does not exist anymore. I consider myself to be a citizen of the world. Even though I'm Russian, I've never been to Russia. Kazakhs and Russians are very different people. Well, same background pretty much, but different ethnicities, different languages. I'm ethnically Russian because like Kazakhstan is a huge country, like more than 30 ethnicities live side by side there, you know. Well, I lived in the capital. That's like the most beautiful years of my life, one of the most beautiful. It's where I went to college. It's a big city, 1.5 million people living there. And it's like nightlife is amazing. Got my first love there, like whole bunch of first impressions, you know. My high school is a boarding school, so like me and my friends are really close because we live 4-5 days a week on the same roof, you know, eating from the same pot. In the weekends, we would go out to a cafe, you know, to a bar or to a restaurant. Or we have like a park or a square, like Central Square. We'll just gather, like where young people gather, and the kind of rumors, gossips, you know, gossip place. People start getting ready for New Year's a month ahead. Reservation in restaurants, you know, buying gifts, buying clothes, like looking special. One wants to be as special as possible, you know. And it usually lasts for 5 days at least, you know. My last New Year's at home lasted like 10 days. I don't like American food, you know. I mean, I can eat a burger, but I don't consider something that you can eat in a car on a go to be like a meal, you know. It makes you full, but I consider it a snack or something. For me, like, I like cooking, you know. Like when I get an inspiration sometimes. Russian cuisine and Kazakh cuisine are very different. Kazakhs are usually historically nomads, you know, traveling around with herds of cattle. So whole bunch of, in their nutrition, there is a whole bunch of meat. And I eat horse. Horse sausage is amazing. And like dairy products, many times of cheese, you know, and like cottage cheese, cream. I actually like when you get a fresh milk just from cow, you know, and let it stand a little bit. And there's a whole bunch of cream on the top. I love it, you know. Kazakh language is based on Turkic roots. Russian is on Slavic. And for example, hello in Russian would be здравствуйте, and in Kazakh it would be саламатсызбы. It's like thank you in Russian is спасибо, and in Kazakh it's рахмет. I like this, like one of my favorite poems. I just like it. I memorized it. They made us memorize a whole bunch of poems in literature classes back at home, and this one really stuck in my mind. And they put it on a song, you know. So I really like this one. And it's Parus. It's sail. And Lermontov is very worldwide famous Russian poet, you know. I'm not really like poet reader, poem reader, but I try my best. Белеет парус одинокий в тумане моря голубом, что ищет он в краю далекой, стране далекой, что кинул он в краю родном. Играют волны, ветер свищет, и мачта гнется и скрипит. Увы, он счастья не ищет и не от счастья бежит. Под ним струя светлей лазури, над ним луч солнца золотой, а он, мятежный, просит бури, как будто в бурях есть покой.